Yeah, it was huge for us. You can see the pitch and the conditions, how tough it was out there. But you know, we said before the game, you can't come to Blackpool, get on the coach and say, well, that was a horrible game, the pitch was terrible and we've got beat. You've got to deal with the conditions, and I thought we did that really well today, especially second half. I thought we controlled the game. Terrific goal by Reedy. And you know, it's a very, very good, very solid away performance.
Yeah, it was okay first half. What did you say to them at half time? Because we looked so much better after the break.
You know, just accept what the game is. It's going to be one of those first and second balls, recovering in the right position, defenders not having too many touches, turning the opposition back four, and doing the right things in the right areas. And then once you know, tired legs on Blackpool's side appeared, and you know, the gaps would be there for us to play. And I thought we got more control of the game as it went on.
Are you surprised they defended pretty well, didn't they, today? Were you surprised by that?
Not at all. No, they beat Scunthorpe 5-0. They beat Drew Sheffield, beat Gillingham. So the last couple of results, so they drew against Oldham here and lost 3-2 to Shrewsbury. But they dealt us some good results at home. So you know, we knew it'd be a tough game, and we knew that they were a hard team to break down from what we'd watched previously. But great win for us today, and you know, send our supporters back across the M62 in good spirits.
Yeah, there were plenty of them here today. How do the players feed off something like that when there's 3,000 here?
That was brilliant. And you know, we spoke to the lads before the game about it, that you know, obviously there's an air of negativity in the ground for the home team, and you know, we've got to play on that, and by starting the game well, putting in a good performance and using our own fans to take us to another level. And I think that really happened today, that the crowd really warmed to the players' performance in that second period. And you know, it's everybody knows it's a big win. Any win is important, but away from home against a team which is scrapping for everything, you know, it really is a great victory for us.
Yeah, and the key moments, aren't they, just before half time? Credit to Ben Williams, because what a save that was.
I thought I was right behind that, and Yatesy's bent it in his right foot, and honestly I thought it was in. He's just got his fingertips to it, how he saved it. But like we say, you know, big moments in games, big saves, blocks, couple of blocks just before half time after that as well. From that instance, you know, those moments can define the course of the game, and it was a magnificent save. I hope it gets shown on TV tonight.
Yeah, we are a point off the playoffs. Results have been kind to us today, but four wins in six games, it seems to be coming together at the right time.
Yeah, there's a, you know, good spirit amongst the lads. We've got a good mental toughness out there. You can see it on the pitch. We should have, because we've got some experienced players. But I thought the youngsters today, you know, Josh and Evo in the midfield, I thought they were tremendous. And you know, this is new for Josh, playing in this type of game today, where you know, you're playing under 21 games where the pitches are like bowling greens, and you come here and you have to master the surface. And I thought they did that well.
And he stuck his foot in a few times as well, didn't he, Josh Cullen? He was such a neat and tidy player. It's good to have him
tough,
back.
Yeah. No, he's tough. I mean, we've picked up a few injuries today, which is a bit of a concern. Davis has done his knee, and Reese has hurt his ankle again, so you know, that's a blow for us. And Wes has obviously got that kick on the calf. So, but I've just said, you know, the lads who travelled today and didn't make the bench, you know, that's what it's all about. They're going to be called upon now in these next few games.
Is that a recurrence of Stephen Davis's problem from earlier? Is it too early?
I'm not sure. I think it's a different problem, but it doesn't look too good at the moment, which is a real blow for him, because obviously he's been playing well.
Yeah, Colchester on Tuesday, game's coming thick and fast. We can't underestimate them, as we didn't today against Blackpool.
That's absolutely right. You know, the danger of those games is, you know, there's expectancy. We've got to go in there as strong and resolute as ever, and be prepared to work as hard as we can. You know, every team is fighting for the survival, fighting for livelihoods, and if it takes 89th minute to beat Colchester, that's what we've got to do. We've got to take the right mentality in the game, and you know, we know that if anyone for 1 minute thinks the game's going to be easy, look at Chesterfield, gone to Gillingham today and think they've won. No, we're in for another thing coming. I thought Rochdale came and really fought against us at our place. We probably dropped our performance level slightly on the day. We got it back where we want it this afternoon, and we need to reproduce it again.
Yeah, obviously Steve Parkin wasn't here for family reasons today. You took, or were part of the warm-up today. You're a lucky omen. You maybe keep the tracksuit on in future games. Phil,
no,
enjoy
no,
that or
no,
not?
No, I prefer being in the dressing room thinking about what I'm going to
Putting
say
your
to
thoughts
the lads.
Together.
Yeah, you know, really feel for Steve. You know, unfortunately his mum's passed away this afternoon.
I've just, sad news,
just spoke to him, and she had a stroke yesterday, and you know, he was really missed today and around the training ground yesterday and today. And but you know, it's really sad for his family, and our thoughts are with Steve and all his family.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's end on a positive. I mean, those City supporters are going to be staying overnight here. They're going to enjoy the weekend, aren't they?
They were brilliant. You know, absolutely. It just... I've said it many times, but when we come away and we bring that many fans, it's such a huge advantage for us. And, you know, our job is to make sure they go away happy, wanting to come back again on the next journey away. And I think we've done that today in a resolute kind of way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many we'll bring to Bury next week, because look what happened last time.
Yeah, well, that's it. Let's see if we can get a result on Tuesday night, and we'll take us there in good spirits.